Good morning, church. For you, those of you who do not know who I am, my name is Scotty Kashanik. I've been going to this church for, I think close to 15 years, maybe 14. I'm not sure. When I was a kid, I kind of blacked out a couple moments of where we actually started coming to this church. But those of you who don't know me, my parents are the people that have turned the downstairs classroom into a living room, a colorful living room at least. And they're the people that work with your teens and your youth there in the church. That's why you don't hear them in the service anymore. I'm kidding. They're great, and they do a really good job. But this isn't about them. This is about me and what God has been doing in my life. I have been attending Covenant College, which is in Lookout Mountain, Georgia. It is right on the border of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm going into my final semester, Lord willing, this fall. It has been a very fruitful time for me at Covenant. Did not think I would ever be going there in my wildest dreams. I started out in school going to a program called Impact 360 Institute, which is in Pine Mountain, Georgia, middle of nowhere. And I went there. It was a 9-month program. Several other people, well, one other person in our church has also gone there, Peter Mills. And he is the person that actually encouraged me to go into this program. This program developed students coming out of high school, going into college, into what they believe in as their faith. Not only their faith, but not either church's faith nor their parents' faith. It is theirs and theirs alone, and really shows them what they believe in. After Impact 360, I really had no idea where I wanted to go until a professor from Covenant College came and spoke. He did a module for a week. That's what happens. They bring professors from all over the country to come and talk to you and teach you on a certain subject matter. And he did, and he taught on logic. And I was like, I hate logic. I have no idea why I'm listening to this guy, but I did. I came up to him afterwards, and I was very bold. This is not me at all. And I said, hey, I really enjoyed your teaching aspect, actually. I really enjoyed it. However, I hate logic. He said, wow, well, would you like to come and visit Covenant College? It's a college up in Georgia. And I was like, great, Georgia again. It's not North Carolina. It's far away from home. I like it. It's not true. I really do love my home, but I wanted to be away and be able to have my own experiences and be able to learn different things in a different place as well. So I went to Covenant College. I visited, fell in love with the place, and I was like, wow, this is awesome. And this is where how God has been working in my life comes into play. God has been very gracious with me in providing me with things that I didn't know I needed, and providing me things with I needed. So he provided me this way of going to Covenant College and being plugged into this community. Also provide me the community of Impact 360, which I very heavily cherish, and I still talk to every single one of my classmates that I was with. When I got to Covenant, again, like I said, I fell in love with the place, and I was like, okay, I want to go here. This is where I want to be. However, the money is super expensive. In case you're wanting to go to college, it is very expensive to go to college. And I needed money in order to go. So I prayed about it, and I was like, I want to go here. God, if this is where you want me to go, please make it adamantly clear. When I got back from my trip from Covenant, got back to Impact 360, from visiting, I got an email on my computer and a scholarship to go to Covenant, a heavily scholarship that would pay for quite a bit of the funds in order to go there. I praise the Lord. I was like, oh my word, I say this is a good sign. And I went. While I've been at Covenant College, I've been studying biblical and theological studies with a minor in missions. What I plan to do with that degree is either teach Bible in a classroom setting, and in long term, I plan on going overseas and teaching English as a second language, because that is something I've really been passionate about missions wise. With me going on all these sorts of different missions trips with the church, so missions have been really on my heart from that point on, of me wanting to go over and serve in some way, as well as teach kids. I love kids, and I've always wanted to do that. So that's why I want to do with my degree. When it comes to with provision, God has been very blessed to put that on my heart, has been very blessed whenever I told that to people. They've been nothing but encouraging With that, they've been actually handing me resources, being like, "Oh, you should go here. You should go here. And oh, here's this place that I want you to go to." And it's been very, very exciting, because every single time somebody encourages me with like, "Oh yeah, you should definitely do it," that is just me being filled, honestly, with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit just being like, "Hey, this is something I want you to do for real. Like, I'm not joking. Like, do it, please." And it's been very encouraging for me. Something else that God has been providing me with has been jobs, things that I did not know that would come about. At one point, when I first got back back home during the pandemic, I was like, "All right, well, I need a job because I need to pay for school." God was able to actually supply me a job at Walmart, and I've been working at the Walmart in Stratford Road for a month now, and it has been very gracious. God has been very gracious with that for me. Overall, my entire experience since I've been gone, I think for 4 years now from the church, has been very fruitful. And the Lord has supplied me with so many gifts, so many provisions that I honestly do not deserve whatsoever. But God has been gracious to me and has given me these gifts that I may be able to use them for His kingdom. So I've been very encouraged with that. And a little encouraging note, with this situation that we're in right now, is that it's going to end, and that this didn't really catch God by surprise. Nothing that in this world catches God by surprise, and that's really encouraging for me, especially with just things going on in my life. Something bad happens, I know that God is in full control. I know that He's in full control of what is going on currently right now. So that's my story. That's what I've been up to. That's why I haven't been in church in a while. That's why I've been gone for 4 years. And I'm very happy to be back home right now and be able to hopefully be able to see you guys when this coronavirus ends. And we're able to, again, give each other hugs and just sit, high-five each other or whatever, fist bump, whatever you want to do. When we get back. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all on Sunday and Wednesday nights. Don't forget, Wednesday nights at church, and you should go, and everybody, it'll be great. Thank you.